And The Block is coming to an end, and it's back on tonight at 7:30. And joining us on the line right now is Hans.
Hans?
Without Courtney.
Yeah, Hans without Courtney. But Hans, you had a win last night. Well done.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Very surprised.
You did a really good job. I tell you what, it was really nice to see in last night's episode that everyone was helping Jess and Norm out to get their painting done. Do you think that you've buried the hatchet now? Do you think you're all friends again after the whole pool saga happened?
Oh, I think, you know, our friendship had sort of built its way back. It was very sort of dramatic, and it was tough for everyone. I think that whole, you know, saga that ensued, it's... Anyway, we didn't want to leave them hanging. You know, they were really struggling, so it was the right thing to do. So, yeah.
Good on your hands.
Yeah. Now, they're in a clear sort of alliance, you could say, with the girls in the penthouses. Are you and Courtney in an alliance with anyone on the show?
I think alliance is a big push for us. We get on with everyone else. Like, it's working out really well. We just decided after Monopoly, it's sort of... woke us up a little bit and said, hey, if something like that was to come up again, the other two teams, Kerry and Spence and Hayden and Sarah, we said, you know, well, let us band together and that increases our odds and makes sure we don't get blindsided again. So
yeah.
I guess it was an understanding, but outside of that, if any other team were in the same predicament, we'd jump in and help as well.
So no secret sort of stealthy alliances that we're going to be surprised and find out about at the end?
Aha! Oh, maybe. It sounded really good when you said that. Hey, let's just say maybe. But, don't get too excited.
Speaking of that, though, like the show is coming to an end very soon. Is there something from behind the scenes that they didn't show on the TV that you wish that they did?
From the show, yeah. I think we all got on really, really well. There are a lot of times where everyone was just absolutely knackered and you've been awake for like 48 hours and you just head down to typically Kerry and Spence because they have that beautiful big fridge full of very expensive wine and we just all go down there and have a glass of wine and just it became more sort of prominent as the series went and it was a really good, you know, opportunity just to unwind and have a chat and sort of be off the record. So it was good that probably wasn't on the show, but it would have been a really good sort of display of how well everyone got on.
The Block contestants on the wine, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, you'd think they'd definitely want to show that.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, had a sniff with being that tired and you pretty much pass out, it was great.
just lastly, you're a pilot, right? Yeah. Any idea why my flight was delayed 2 hours last night?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's probably the first question is, did you win? The second question is, why was my flight delayed? I'll just say it was a technical thing and needed to be rectified before you departed.
I guess you can't have technical issues
before flying, can you?
Checks no, we out. Don't like that.
All right, well, I guess I'll accept that. Thank you very much.
Well, good. Best of luck to you, Hans, for the rest of the series, and we can't wait to see who wins.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for your time.
See you later. Hans, bye.
See you later. Bye.